Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than what that should. Yeah.
Since he joined us yesterday, I have not stopped singing Dean's version of Hamilton. It's very, very exciting. Who knows if Dean will serenade us today, but from Channel 9 and WGN, we welcome Dean Richards.
As
good morning.
As it turns out, from my performance yesterday, I got nominated for a Grammy Award.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That is phenomenal. I'm glad we were part of it.
It's the first time ever that they announced all the Grammy Awards last week and then decided we should put one more on.
An honorary.
And when you think Dean Richards, you think moron.
Is that the category?
That's the category.
Oh. Wow.
Biggest moron of 2015.
I would think that category was very, very crowded, but, you know, you could be the front runner if you'd like.
I think I'm in a special class.
All with right. Justin Bieber.
With
wow.
Bieber. I can think of a few other words for Justin Bieber, but moron will suffice. How's everybody today?
We are dandy. How are you, Dean?
I'm doing well. It's another crazy morning. Yesterday, you know, we had the Screen Actors Guild nominations.
Right.
Screen Actors Guild nominations that came out yesterday. And this morning, they just announced the nominations for the Golden Globe Awards. These are the this is the award show that everyone knows because this is the one they serve alcohol at.
Right.
And all the stars usually get pretty liquored up during the show and, you know, all kinds of unpredictable things happen.
And where Ricky Gervais has offended so many people for so many years.
I think they sort of like it. I think the stars kind of like when whoever is hosting pokes fun at them. Not always.
I was going to ask, because you deal with these people. Do you think they have a sense of humor about themselves?
I think some do. Okay. I remember a few years ago when I think it was Ricky Gervais was hosting, when Johnny Depp was nominated for quite a few things. And Ricky Gervais, you know, was just relentless on Johnny Depp. And you could sort of tell by the look on his face that, you know, like, you know, one joke would have been fine, two, three. 10 was starting to get under his skin a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable.
I think most of the stars just, you know, in what little I deal with them, they almost always have a pretty good sense of humor, almost always a good sense of irony. They're very self-deprecating themselves. So, honestly, I don't think they mind that much. But Ricky Gervais will be back this year hosting the Golden Globes.
Oh.
That's January 10th or 11th, if I was a little more prepared, I would have had that ready. I might be able to find that quickly for you. But
busy.
Either way, it's early June-ish, January. That would be a surprise.
Yeah, really. We're going to hold them off till June.
They waited until June.
Need to reevaluate some of our decisions.
So do you want me to give you the nominations now, or do you want to take a break, have the big cliffhanger?
I think we'll do the tease, Dean.
Yeah.
I think that's – I learned that
in
radio school.
I know how this radio stuff
sure.
– I know how you radio – WGN radio hosts.
Right.
KG hosts the movie.
Got to get people to keep listening. So, yes, Dean will give us some of the Golden Globe nominees, some surprises, some not so much. We'll do that on the other side.
You can travel Chicago. You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richards, the entertainment editor. Channel 9720. Oh, 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 oh.
Top man. Pro and steady, tune him in cause he's always ready. East coast to the west coast, he is a critic I trust the most. Do I like him? Yes, I suppose so. I saw the show on the show called Bozo. Garfield Goose.
Well, yesterday I couldn't stop singing Dean's rendition of Hamilton. Now today I will not be able to stop singing the Dean Richards theme song.
And why would you want to?
I won't want to. I just, you know, I can't do it. Dean is sponsored by Captain James A. Lovell Federal Health Care Center. So we welcome Dean back. And the catchy songs have nothing on the Golden Globe nominations, which came out today.
Yeah,
which
just came out a few minutes ago, so we're still, you know, sort of sorting through everything and seeing, you know, where the snubs and the surprises and who got the most and all that sort of thing. Yesterday for the Screen Actors Guild Awards, Bryan Cranston's film Trumbo, which is amazing, got the most nominations. Today, interestingly, Trumbo not even nominated in either of the two best motion picture categories.
That's weird, isn't it?
Well, I always put in the disclaimer with this. Screen Actors Guild Awards are strictly for performance. That's an acting award.
Right.
The Hollywood Foreign Press is who gives out the Golden Globes, and even though it seems like a really big award, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is about 70 entertainment journalists, dopes like me, 70 people that decide these awards. So that's why there are often huge disparities between the Golden Globes and anything else. But, you know, it's still a huge award show that everybody looks at. So the nominees for Best Motion Picture Drama are the Cate Blanchett film, which is amazing, called Carol. Okay. It's not out in Chicago yet. Mad Max Fury Road, I'm glad to see get some love because it is such a good movie that did not do well at the box office.
Is it really that good?
Really, really great.
I'll ask Nick DiGilio.
Oh, my God.
It's his favorite movie of the year.
It is a pretty great movie. I don't know if it's my favorite movie of the year, but it's a pretty great movie, especially if there's some way to see it on big screen. That's the way you really want to see that movie. Leonardo DiCaprio has a new movie that's coming out I have not seen yet. It'll open in a couple of weeks called The Revenant. That was also nominated for Best Drama. The little independent film called Room, and maybe my favorite film of the year so far, this drama about the Boston Catholic Archdiocese and the sex abuse scandal that took place there, uncovered by the Boston Globe newspapers, called Spotlight. It's an amazing, amazing movie that was also nominated for Best Picture Drama. Now, on the comedy side, we have Amy Schumer's Trainwreck that was nominated. Amy Schumer did not get nominated, but her movie did. Melissa McCarthy's Spy was nominated, as was Matt Damon's The Martian. Also,
was that a comedy? I haven't seen it.
What
but
the heck? That's
I
not
was
a
like,
comedy.
That didn't seem that funny.
I saw
there
it.
Were funny moments in
well,
the movie.
Well, he was funny in it.
There were funny moments in the movie. I wouldn't say it was an out. It's not like Trainwreck or Spy.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's for sure. There is a new movie with Jennifer Lawrence and Robert De Niro called Joy that's coming out in a couple of weeks. That's been nominated. And also this superstar ensemble movie called The Big Short. Also nominated for Best Musical or Comedy. Now, on the TV side, the nominees for Best Drama, Empire, Game of Thrones, Narcos, Mr. Robot, and Outlander.
Wow, I don't think I've watched any of those shows.
No idea.
That's on Netflix.
I know Empire. I know Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones I watched.
The other ones...
heard of Mr. Robot.
Yeah. Not really sure. Don't follow the TV shows as much as I do the movies, unless they're on Channel 9. You want to know anything on Channel 9?
The CW get nominated for
actually,
anyone?
Gina Rodriguez did from Jane the Virgin.
There you go.
Gina Rodriguez was nominated for Best Actress in a TV drama. So, you know, we're happy for her. Larry Potash did not get nominated for anything, nor did Micah Mater. So
snubs abound.
Hey, yeah. Dean, can I correct you on one thing?
Sorry.
I think I see Amy Schumer. She was nominated for comedy. Actress in a motion picture comedy? I see her name.
For the Golden Globes?
Hold yes. On. Actress in a motion picture comedy.
Yes, Jennifer Lawrence, Melissa McCarthy, Amy Schumer, Maggie Smith, and Lily Tomlin.
All right. I was told that she did not get nominated.
At least she didn't get snubbed.
Somebody's getting fired over at Channel 9.
Yes, we've got that right.
Man, oh, man.
Done. The heads are going to roll in just a minute.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that.
Here are the nominees for Best TV Series Comedy, and I have these right in front of me, so I know they're accurate. We have, interestingly, the first show ever for Hulu, the online service Hulu, gets nominated, called Casual. The Amazon Prime series, Mozart in the Jungle, getting nominated, as does Silicon Valley, Transparent, which is also on Amazon Prime, Orange is the New Black from Netflix, and Veep from HBO. Not a single commercial television program in the bunch. No Big Bang Theory, no Modern Family.
Wow, is it the first year Modern Family has never had
first time in a long time.
Yeah, what is that? What should we take from that?
We should take that it's a new day on television. That you know the new stuff that's happening on TV, the exciting stuff, is not necessarily on commercial television.
And where's The Grinder?
The Grinder is funny. Do you like The Grinder, Dean?
The Grinder is a funny show.
It's funny.
It is a funny show. Yeah. Also not nominated for Best Actor in a TV Series. Aziz Ansari for Master of None. Gael Garcia Bernal from Mozart in the Jungle. Rob Lowe from The Grinder.
There you go, The Grinder.
He, yes. got nominated. Patrick Stewart's Blunt Talk and Jeffrey Tambor from Transparent was nominated. Let me see if I can find TV actress. We've got like 100 notes here in front of me. Oh, here we go. Oh, no, this is drama. TV drama. Actress TV drama. Catriona Bloff from Outlander. Viola Davis from How to Get Away with Murder. Eva Green, Penny Dreadful. Taraji P. Henson in Empire. And Robin Wright, for House of Cards. Interestingly, no Kevin Spacey in the TV
for House of Cards.
Drama ones. TV drama actors, John Hamm, Rami Malek, Wagner Moura, Bob Odenkirk, Chicago's very own.
Oh, wow, very good.
From his series Better Call Saul, and Liev Schreiber.
Well, for Ray Donovan.
Yeah, nominated there. Now, for actors in a movie, in a drama, the nominees are Bryan Cranston from Trumbo, Leonardo DiCaprio, Michael Fassbender for the Steve Jobs movie, Eddie Redmayne for the movie The Danish Girl, which will open tomorrow, which is an amazing, amazing movie. He's very likely could win another Oscar this year, and Will Smith for his film Concussion that opens in a couple of weeks in Chicago. And as you'd mentioned, best actress in a movie, musical or comedy, Amy Schumer, as was not reported earlier, Jennifer Lawrence, Melissa McCarthy, Maggie Smith, and Lily Tomlin.
Dean, can I ask you a question about the nomination process? Because we know for the Oscars, movies have to be released prior to this, but you've mentioned a number of times that, you know, the films that were nominated for the Golden Globes aren't opening for a while. How do they nominate films that people haven't seen? I mean, is it just because the foreign press has seen them?
Well, there are parameters for dates that movies have to be open by a certain time. Many of these movies, you'll notice that they open in New York and L.A. before the rest of the country,
right?
Before they open there. So technically, the movies have these movies that I say won't open in Chicago for a while have opened in New York or L.A. In some cases, what they do, because I vote on four different organizations, critics organizations, and the Screen Actors Guild, and some of the other big organizations. Some of them, they send us DVDs of the movies so we can see them even before. Well, like in Chicago, many of these movies are not going to open. Some of them not till like January 15th.
Right.
But so they send us DVDs. The critics, the voting body, they send us so we can see the movies. Hopefully that people who are doing the nominating actually sit down and see the movies. A lot of them don't. They go, oh, my cousin worked on that movie, so I'm going to vote for that. Or, oh, I always like Robert De Niro. I'm going to vote for that, whether he deserves it or not. But that's how the process goes. You send in all the ones that you think should be nominated. Those then get tabulated, and the official nomination list comes out. They whittle it all down of who got the most nominations. And then from that, we'll vote again later on for who will get the actual awards.
All right, good deal. Well, Dean, we will talk to you again tomorrow. Good luck disciplining whoever fed you that bad information.
Head's going to roll.
Head's going to roll. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too, Dean. Sorry. That's all right. Dean's going to go take care of some business.